This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! The New York Knicks are undefeated. They are 1-0 after they went on opening night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And quite frankly, besides Deuce McBride hitting big threes, besides that, besides Mikal Bridges looking great at the start of this game, the hero of the game is Cam Scottable. Because for this guy, this freaking guy, who is so new to New York, to not just show up at the Garden taking advantage of his fame right now, but to show up in a Jalen Brunson jersey, his big scat, you know, necklace that he wears.
Yep.
And then, and he didn't even do it on purpose, which I love, he starts doing the muscle thing after an OG Anunoby dunk, and Newsday takes the picture of it. And so the back page of Newsday this morning was OG Anunoby dunking and Cam Scottable under the basket showing off his muscles. That guy's the man.
He is the man. He's going to be loved here.
He already is.
As long as he's healthy, he's going to be loved and awesome because he's such impactful. And he's got this energy that's just, I don't know, it's just, it's awesome.
I think showing up to that first Knick game as a new conquering hero.
I wonder if he wanted to go, if they ask.
Oh, he wanted to go. I don't think you get asked and then you show up like that and act like that. I think it's, hey, yo, you think I could get
but
to this Knicks
no
game?
But he's a Knicks fan, right?
No, but I think he is now.
Of course he is
How
now.
How old is Cam Scottable? 23?
23, 24.
Where is Cam from? Where was he born?
I don't know. I remember reading this when he first started.
This will be a very easy determiner.
Because he basically said, I grew up a little hood, but California. I'm also country.
He's from what part of California? California's a big state.
I mean, that matters.
Yeah, of course it matters.
Rio Linda?
Where's Rio Linda? How far away is that from San Francisco, L.A.? Say, give me like a town. Give me a distance.
I'll do it myself. Hold on.
Google Again Maps. With this?
Actually, I only have 1%
it's
on my phone.
It's part of, it's near Sacramento.
It's near,
So it's part of Sacramento.
Oh, my God, he's a Knicks fan. I'll tell you why.
Why?
The Sacramento Kings are an abomination. So he grew up and he's like, all right, the Kings. Okay. They're my team. Sure, they're my team. That means he's easily ready to flip. He grew up in the Bay Area as a Warrior fan. I'm sorry. You got no chance. He's a Warrior fan.
Yeah.
That's it. Even L.A. with the Lakers, they're the Lakers, LeBron, all that. He grows up near Sacramento? That dude's a free agent.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Knicks fan.
Yeah, he started at Sacramento State.
Oh, yeah. That,
and then he went to Arizona State.
Yeah. He's a free agent basketball fan.
Which means he's now a Knicks fan.
He is now a Knicks fan. That is done. That is over.
Especially because they're going to be good this year.
Yes.
Oh, forget it.
And he gets the back page that he could put in his home now of OG dunking and Cam underneath.
Somebody's
showing his muscles.
Blow it up and make a big. They're going to have him sign it multiple times.
Shh, don't say anything. That was going to be my Christmas present for Tommy. I was going to blow up the Newsday headline. I was going to try to get OG. I can't guarantee it because he's such a jerk to me that one time I met him. But I could get Cam. Was Tiki he? Would at least get it for me. He just blew me off. He had no interest in talking Mets baseball. I thought he was a fraud. I thought he was a fraud. I went up to him. I spoke to him.
Well, maybe he's not really a Mets fan.
Okay, well, then I want nothing to do with him. Okay. Then I got no interest in him. OG Anunoby, badass basketball player. I'm just saying, like, I don't have a great relationship with him. So I can't promise you the OG signature, mm-hmm. Tommy, but I was going to get Cam to sign it. It was going to be blown up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how cool of a gift would that be?
No, it's awesome. And the best part about that picture, him doing the double bicep, if you were just to show a non-sports fan that pic, he just looks like one of the TikTok Nick bros hanging out there. He's one of us. Like, he just blends in. Like, he doesn't look like Cam Scataboo, Giants starting running back. He looks like the TikTok bros after the games that are screaming in the streets.
He looks like just this short dude.
That's the best.
He's got big muscles.
Yep.
Probably has a Napoleon complex. Mm. Who, you
and
know.
Not for nothing.
What?
My understanding here, people inside the Garden, he got a bigger ovation than the supposed king of New York, Aaron Judge.
Well, believe it or not.
Just saying.
So I got this NBA League Pass thing. It's got a weird little code to it. So I was able to watch it on League Pass and hear the in-between without commercials. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. It's a cool little thing. So I heard it. So I'll tell you the answer. You want to know who got the biggest hand?
Scat did.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, no. I'm,
I heard it. You're saying it through hearsay.
Well,
you want me to tell you what
I... Are you questioning Slippery Pete, you know, Vinny Bag of Donuts?
It was a Cam, just not Scataboo.
Do you want me to tell you who got the biggest hand?
It was Schlittler, wasn't it?
The guy with the biggest hand last night, and it wasn't even that close, was Cam Scataboo.
He's not
wrong.
Nice.
Slippery Pete was spot on.
Nice.
Slippery is always, never misses.
But can I defend why that happened?
Why?
We also have to understand the ovation arc at Madison Square Garden. Mm. Our city is a recency city. Aaron Judge hasn't played baseball in what feels like 6 months.
Right.
Now, granted, it's only 2 weeks, but Cam Scataboo is so the now person that Aaron Judge got a great ovation, don't get me wrong, but we've also kind of moved on from it. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, talk to me pitchers and catchers.
Yeah. Scataboo is the more it guy. So I think that was a big part of why he got it.
And by the way, the Nets failed our state, maybe even failed our country. They should have allowed Cam Thomas to be there last night because you would have had Scat, Schlittler, and Cam Thomas all in the same building at the same time.
Well, guess what?
What was he doing last night,
guess
Cam
what?
Thomas, playing in a Nets game?
Guess what? He didn't show up in Charlotte either, so I guess it would have worked out well. All right, let's go to John in Huntington. What's up, John?
What up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to know, what do you think about players being allowed to bet on themselves to do good? They're all doing, you know, they're all betting the unders and stuff. Why can't they just bet on themselves to win?
You can't. You just can't.
Yeah, you can't. And it would ultimately be performance incentives.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it would become a performance incentive that is, I don't even know what the word is, but the league would basically be saying it's okay to get performance incentives.
Well, let's go to Pete Rose. Pete Rose bet on games he managed.
Yeah.
What we still don't know to this day, and maybe we'll never know definitively,
which side of the bet?
Which side was he on?
Yeah. And that makes the biggest, that's the biggest difference. That's a differentiator.
Well,
because it's almost okay.
Yes.
If he's betting on his team to win all the time.
Yes.
Which is what he said.
Yes. I actually kind of agree with you. Now, it doesn't mean I wouldn't ban him. It wouldn't be a harsh penalty, but there is a huge difference,
mm-hmm.
a monstrous difference between a player or a team betting on themselves versus betting against themselves. It's why it's been over 100 years, and we all know about the Chicago White Sox of 1919. That story will be the story that never goes away. There's still a fascination with them because they threw a World Series.
Right.
That is the...
Allegedly.
No. No, that allegedly is passed on that one.
Well, okay. Well,
Joe Jackson is a legend.
Yeah, Joe Jackson is a legend.
Yeah, I mean, so not all eight guys did it.
Right.
But Eddie Cicotti, however you pronounce his name, he was a great pitcher. I think it's Eddie Cicotti. He threw it. He took the money. Mm. And his performance was impacted by it. That is the holy grail of sports fixes. You know, the concern that we have is that. That's the concern. The concern is teams throwing games.
Again, that was an era where there wasn't a lot of money.
It was an era where
going
owners,
to the players.
100%. Like, not that I pin this on Charlie Comiskey, but the owner was a jerk.
And a cheapo.
And a cheapo.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost had it coming, some may say.
Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Josh is on Long Island. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, gentlemen. Just two quick things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, one first on the NBA, then gambling stuff. Evan, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did, that it no longer counts against an individual shot.
Yes.
Total if they miss a half court or a full court shot.
Yes.
So to me, it kind of almost goes in tandem with like betting on themselves. Like it's like they're also worried about their percentages and stuff. So it's like they kind of, I don't know.
But you know what's funny about that? And I support the rule because I want more heaves. Heaves are exciting. And it always bothered me. I'd point it out every game I go to. I can't believe that guy took the extra dribble to not get the full card shot off.
Right.
So I appreciate the NBA making that move. But you are right that players manipulated, not for money. I mean, I guess contract negotiations. They manipulated their own three-point field goal percentage based on, I don't want to throw a miss out there.
Right, but how close is it? Is it like within 35 feet?
What do you mean? The new rule?
Yeah, so what's
I think it's under
the threshold?
I think it's under a certain amount of time, and it's got to be like, I think, beyond half court. I'll read the exact rule to you.
Beyond half court.
I think so. I got to look it up.
That's not going to change it then.
Of course it is.
Because a lot of those shots are, 40 feet. You mean you dribble as fast as you can to get on half the positive side of half
36
court.
36 feet away in the final 3 seconds of the first quarters.
So that's perfect then.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I really quick on the gambling stuff.
Yep.
I think it was last NBA season, the Knicks were playing the Nets, and you said your oldest son had come home and told you that he had placed a bet for the Nets to beat the Knicks. And so I'm just curious a few things. I mean, it's like, it's funny, to hear that, but I'm also, it's actually a very serious thing, like to have these conversations with your kids, obviously.
Yep.
And I'm also just curious, when do you introduce him to the Evan Roberts emotional hedge?
That's a great question. I have not done that yet, just for the record. My oldest is 9 now, Jet. He doesn't know about the emotional hedge, but I did explain to him. I said, you cannot. And the worst part about his bet that he made, so it was a Knicks-Nets game that he was going to at Madison Square Garden last year. It was the game where Bridges got the block at the end and Jalen hit the game-winning shot. Uh-huh. So the Nets had a chance. He says to me, I bet my friend $100 that the Nets would win.
What?
And I said, Jet, we have so many things to discuss.
Yes. First of all, where are you getting $100?
Where are you getting $100? Do you realize the Nets suck? Do you realize that if you're making a bet with a friend on a net Knick game, that you better get points? I'm just kidding.
Do you have to lose Nets?
No, I said to him, We don't bet on sports. Mm. When you get older, you will be able to make life decisions right. in which you could bet on sports. I'm not ruling it out. Dad does it. But you need to learn responsibility. You need to learn the value of a dollar. And you need to understand how dangerous gambling can become.
Do you think he was saying, I bet $100 in the flippant way? Because I remember doing that when I was a kid. Oh, I bet you $100.
Here's
not,
what happened.
Not really betting $100 because you know you had no, you didn't have $100.
No, I heard how it went down. I even spoke to the other kid. The other kid is a very nice kid, but he is an obnoxious Knicks fan. Okay? I'm being honest.
He's 7 years old, and you're calling him obnoxious.
He just turned 9, and he's, by the way, great kid who loves basketball. Like he was telling me.
But he's obnoxious.
He was like, I saw Dikembe Mutombo on YouTube last night.
Is he obnoxious playing Mario Kart, or is he just obnoxious around the Knicks?
Just around the Knicks. Everything else, he's a great kid.
All right, good. So playing Roblox, he's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Not talking trash to Jet.
Totally, totally nice kid. So what I heard was, it was a Friday, or it was a Thursday, and Jet says to him, I'm going to the Nets-Knicks game with my dad. And this kid's like, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm.
The Nets still in the league.
And Jet got defensive and said, no, we're not.
I bet you $100.
And that's how it happened. So he got goaded into doing that. And it is a serious thing because I remember Beningo told me a story about Super Bowl III.
Hold on. The operative question is, did the kid come collect?
No. We had a conversation.
All right, good.
I spoke to his dad, too. We had a nice conversation.
Did he want to collect?
The kid did, but the father was like, no, we're not doing that.
All right, good.
But Joe told me the story. How old was Joe for Super Bowl III? I know he's made the comment before, like, they won when I was, I think, like 17, something in that range. So he wasn't figure Joe is 72.
Well, there's 60.
And it's 57 years. So he's about 20 years old, I would guess.
Yeah.
I think he was in high school because Joe said he made a ton of bets about the Jets beating the Baltimore Colts.
Mm.
And if the Jets didn't win, he didn't have the money.
Yeah, 57 years ago.
And so it's a great story and it's cute now. But obviously, it's dangerous, especially when it's more than just one thing. It's more than just, hey, I think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl and shock the world. Or in Jets' case, I think the Nets are going to beat the Knicks. With
Joe B. raking it in, making $20
when he was
15 years old.
But our last caller's right. It is a conversation. So I've talked to my kid, my oldest kid. I haven't talked to my youngest about it, about how, in the way I framed it, maybe it's not correct, is when you get older, you'll be able to make these kinds of decisions. But as long as you're 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, gambling can be a dangerous thing. It could lead to betting on more.
Mm-hmm.
It could lead to you not having any money. And you got to be very, very careful. So there's no perfect answer for that.
No.
But the emotional hedging I'm going to keep to myself.
Yeah, but good for you.
Have you talked to your daughters about gambling, Sean?
Yes and no. They have seen me gambling on the couch, and oftentimes I get, who are we rooting for? And,
right.
you know, I'll say, you know, little Jordan Humphrey to go over 13 and a half yards, and then I realize I shouldn't be saying that. Mm-hmm. And I just say it's something you worry about when you're older.
But isn't it like, you brought it up earlier, Teek, about alcohol and how parents will sometimes drink alcohol in front of their kids. But isn't it kind of the same thing? Like, you can't drink that. Why can't I drink that? That's an adult drink. Well, you can make that decision when you're 21.
And when you drink alcohol, they're going to feel it. Like, if they drink alcohol at 12, 15, they're not going to like it.
Right.
They're going to feel weird in a way that they don't know. This is if they've never done it before.
Right.
Gambling, you bet $50 or $100, you lose it. Okay, whatever. You lost $150. Like, you're not feeling it necessarily. So I think it's different in that regard, but I think the conversation needs to be had just the same.
Yes, that's what I mean more than anything. The conversation is similar. That's an adult thing.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a moment when you're older where you possibly could do that thing, but you're not doing it now at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, however old your kids are.
Yeah, I started gambling at 9.
Did you really?
9? So this is going to sound terrible. Not like it was my dad's money. He would go to the barbershop and he used to get these parlay cards, like before legalized sports gambling. And he must have been looking back, a real rut week after week after week, that he handed me the card and said, you watch the games with me. I've had it. You pick out four winners.
Oh, he couldn't do it. Oh, I got you.
I went 4 for 4. I nailed the parlay card. He came home, tipped me, said, whatever you want to hear. You took care of it. And my first taste of gambling was I hit a 4 for 4 barbershop.
Wow.
And then, you know, after that, it kind of seemed like a good thing. Now, I didn't have access, but every once in a while, I'd ask him to circle a couple for a couple bucks, and he let me do it for the majority of my childhood.
I think,
what was your win percentage? Were you good at it?
To be honest, I think about
the
same.
Other than the first time where you kind of...
First time was euphoric. After that, won some, lost some. But, yeah.
You probably lost more than you won.
Right,
come on,
sure.
That's gambling.
Of course.
What do we know?
Of course, yeah. I don't think I was profiting after that, but I got this rush at, a very young age. In hindsight, he probably should have done, because now I'm going running home and wondering what Justin Herbert's throwing for tonight.
I think I told you about the WrestleMania 9 bet, right? That is one time I did bet as a kid. The WrestleMania 9 bet?
Mm-hmm.
I had a few friends over. And we were betting on each match, like a dollar, like nothing.
Right.
My dad was there. He was making sure there was no craziness. And so we get to the main event. And I told my friend, Yokozuna is going to beat Bret Hart. And we had like $10 on it. I forget the exact number. And he said, Bret Hart's going to win. So that was the bet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me walk you through what happened. Yokozuna did win. I won the bet.
Right.
Give me my money. Hulk Hogan then challenged Yokozuna to an impromptu match and beat Yoko to win the title, to which my friend says, I win. And I'm like, you didn't win.
But
you
picked
Bret Hart.
Right, he was betting Bret Hart.
Not
the field.
Yeah, he didn't say the field. What did he say? The good guy, which was his argument after. Well, the good guy won. I don't give a rat's ass who won. Yokozuna.
Was he really the good guy?
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
At the time, it was not. Looking back on it, what a creep. Let me steal the championship from a guy. He was the first ever Money in the Bank cash-in winner. Yeah, so that bet I remember, and it still bothers me to this day because that kid owes me $5.
Mm.
Yoko won the match. Like, I won the bet, fair and square. Let's go to Matt in Northport. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I got you got me thinking, talking about the official score, because I lost money because of an inept score. But real quick, to chime in with the person saying about betting on yourself, the simple answer is it compromises. If you say, oh, we bet it on himself to score 30 points, gives up an open look to the other guy to chase points. It's the same as Pete Rose using his bullpen to win Friday night's game and then losing the rest of the series because he didn't bet on those games.
Right.
But real quick, the story. So it's fantasy baseball. It's Sunday night baseball, end of the fantasy week. It's the playoffs. Diamondbacks, Astros, meaningless game. It's the ninth inning. It's a blowout, 12-6. Yonner Diaz hits a ball to right field that Corbin Carroll misplays. He actually should have had two errors on it. He should have caught it, and then he messed up the throw. The guy had stopped at third base and then scores. They end up giving Diaz an RBI because it's the Houston home score. They didn't call the they wanted him to get the RBI. It cost me my fantasy week in the playoffs. I call Minute Maid Park demanding to speak to the score. Obviously, I didn't get anywhere, but I'm like, it didn't matter to anyone because it was 12-6, but it's Sunday night. It's fantasy baseball. I lost my whole playoffs. My whole season ended on a terrible call.
And you know what, Matt? First of all, I feel you, but now everyone is impacted by every play.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but people will be impacted by every play because of gambling on prop bets or whatever thing you're betting on in the ninth inning of a Diamondback Astro game. There are people doing it. And so when the official score makes a decision, it wasn't just going to impact you in fantasy anymore. It does impact other things, which is why, like, eyes wide open before you go in and make a bet. Those are the risks. You almost have to know going in.
Yeah.
An official scorer could do this and that. Like, that's just
impossible to think of, though.
Well, you know what it probably
means? You don't even think about the official scoring of something. You just accept that what you see is going to be what it is.
Yeah, but what you see is debatable.
Of course. It's not objective. It's subjective.
It is why whenever I tell you, because I'm open and honest, like, I made this bet and I lost. I made this bet and I won. And most of the time it's losing. Because that's what gambling is. You're mostly going to lose. I like to bet on the winner or the loser.
Mm.
Because that one to me is straightforward, and despite people out there not thinking this, I don't think that aspect of sports has been compromised yet. Like, stats? Maybe.
Yeah.
Over-unders on stats? Maybe. But when it comes to that team won, that team lost, I think it's very, very different. And so I respect Boomer because he said this morning, hey, you look at that Saints-Rams game, and you're like, man, that was one of the most egregious calls in the history of football. It makes you think. I'm not at that point with officials. I think officials suck. I think they're sometimes really bad at their job. And so when there's a bad call, like there was in that NFC Championship game, in my brain I'm saying it happens. Right. And oh, by the way, the Saints could have still won the game, as Sean pointed out earlier. But even in other games that I watch, when calls don't go your way, like last night, and I don't know if Cavalier fans were doing this, they got to the free throw line far less than the New York Knicks. And by the way, there'll be a Knicks game, maybe Friday against the Celtics, where the Celtics will get to the free throw line far more than the Knicks. And there will be fans screaming, the refs are on the tape! Do you honestly think that?
No.
Does anybody think that?
Not anymore. I think we've seen the consequences of that, so I can't imagine that that would happen.
So you thought that before is what you're saying, though?
Well, you thought it when before the Donahue stuff. Like, everybody says it, but I don't think anybody actually believes it. You know, like, we hear this all the time in the NFL. Oh, the refs are on the take. They want us to lose. Probably not.
But
it's just an emotional reaction to when something doesn't go your way.
Yeah, but here's another difference that I think is really, really important. Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, or LeBron James, getting a call that Cam Thomas doesn't get, is that being on the take, or is that great players get calls?
Great players get calls.
Okay. That happens a lot. I'm not disputing that.
Yes.
That's not being on the take. That's not the integrity of sports, in my opinion. Patrick Mahomes.
It's frustrating.
Of course it's frustrating.
But the Kansas City Chiefs narrative is the biggest one that's out there right now because it seems like they get every call.
Which is, by the way, not even true. It gets repeated over and over again as if it's fact. But I think what we do is we highlight the calls that the Chiefs get.
But not the ones they don't.
Right. Now, does Patrick Mahomes get more roughing the passer calls than Jackson Dart right now? Yeah. Is that the integrity of the sport, or is that great players get calls?
Great players get calls.
And is that impacting, in your mind, the integrity of the sport?
Not if you're factoring it in.
I mean, don't you have to factor it in?
If I was gambling on it, you have to. Definitely, I would.
Yeah. But I think that's different than the officials are fixing a game. I'm not there yet. And look, will there be a scandal that brings sports to its knees to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I can't trust what I'm watching? Maybe. I hope not. But we're not there yet. You know, as big as this FBI investigation and subsequent arrest of Terry Rozier is, and as mounting as the evidence may be against Terry Rozier, is that going to make me think, when I sit down tonight to watch Thunder Pacers, which I may not watch that much of because, you know, the Islanders are playing, am I going to think that the game is on the fix? I don't think that.
No. You can't.
Some people do, though, man.
I don't think it's a majority, though.
Yeah. We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And Sean Payton has responded to Russell Wilson's response to Sean Payton. I love back and forths. They can be fun, you know, especially when it's done through the media. So as you recall, the New York Giants played the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Jackson Dart was the starting quarterback. Russell Wilson was the backup.
Yep.
And Sean Payton made these comments after the game, which was certainly perceived to be a real shot at Russell Wilson. Take a listen if you missed it.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the Mayor Tisch family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or dsw.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
You could take that as not just a compliment of Jackson Dart, but man, I wish we faced Russell Wilson because he stinks. How did you take that again when you heard that?
I took it as he respects Jackson Dart.
So he was not even thinking about Russell Wilson.
I don't think he was thinking about Russell Wilson.
I think the assumption many had is that Sean Payton didn't like Russell Wilson, so in complimenting Jackson Dart, he took a shot at Russ.
Right.
So 2 days go by. And Russell Wilson goes on Twitter, we brought this up the other day, and decides, I'm gonna throw a haymaker.
Right.
And he tweets, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Hashtag, let's ride. So Russ came back in a very un-Russ way, because Russell Wilson is not.
No, he takes the high road.
Usually, yeah. So he comes back swinging, and clearly... we're waiting for, okay, is Sean Payton going to respond? Because the next time Sean Payton meets the media, you would think somebody in Denver is going to say to Sean, hey, did you hear what Russ said about you? What do you think of that? Now, we do have the answer. Have you heard what Sean Payton said?
I did not hear the follow-up to this.
Perfect. Let's play the Sean Payton game, because you know Sean Payton.
Yeah, of course.
How do you think he responded?
I think he probably took the high road.
You think he went high road now?
Yes, definitely. Because I don't think he was going low road in the first place.
Interesting. Interesting. Sean Payton is one to hold grudges. Because I remember what he has said about the whole investigation on Bountygate. Like, he's still bitter about it.
Well, that's because that was nonsense. That was utter nonsense.
Okay.
It truly was.
All right. Well, he may think Russell Wilson is quarterback.
Because every team did the same thing. Literally every team.
And Sean had to miss an entire year.
Yes.
And not that anyone, like, doesn't believe in the success that the Saints had, because, you know, what does it matter?
He got made an example of.
Yeah, I think so. Well, here is Sean Payton's response. Does he go nuclear? Does he go with Tiki and say, I'm going to take the high road? Here is Sean Payton's response to Russell Wilson's response.
I did. Look, in the euphoria, the way that game unfolded, that was strictly about Dart. I mean... And I that was in no way, shape, or form anything that was directed at Russ. So, and I might be able to see how he might perceive that. But coming off that win and watching how he played, that wasn't any intention at all.
Well, first of all, he admits he saw the tweet, unlike Justin Fields, who's like, my owner said, what?
No idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea. I like that he at least says, I can see why he would take it as a shot.
Yeah, he took the high road. He's like, I forgive Russ, or not fit forgive, but I understand why Russ would think that. So, but that's not what my intention was. He took the high road. Good for him.
Why
continue to inflame something that's nonsense?
No, I think to
end... What is that... accomplish it with for anybody.
Look, a spitting match, it's usually a different term, but I'll use spitting. A spitting match with a backup quarterback when you've got bigger fish to fry is a waste of time.
Yeah.
I would completely agree with you, but I don't believe him.
Right.
Like, I'm just being honest with you. Now, you know him better than I do. As an outsider, I don't believe that's not what his intention was. I think his intention was to do both. I'm going to compliment the kid because I think the kid is impressive, but I'm also going to go out of my way and crap on the quarterback that I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know,
why would he care?
I think people are vengeful.
I mean, why?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, he shouldn't care.
Right.
You're right, but people are vengeful. I don't know. You're not that way. I don't think you would go out of your way to take a shot at someone that maybe you didn't like.
No.
Actually, I got to keep an eye on that now. Maybe you would.
I might, but you wouldn't know.
It would be so, like, blurry, you wouldn't even pick up on
what
it.
What does that even mean? Is he saying something good or bad?
Now, Sean, as a Giant fan who named his daughter after Sean Payton, but also knows how to cut through BS because you're one to take a shot at anybody. Didn't you think Sean Payton intended to take a shot at Russell Wilson?
I only believe that because I believe Sean Payton does what I do often. I am a fan of this kind of content. The typical, I am going to say something, and I'm going to overly compliment somebody and never mention somebody else by name. And you can never prove that I was taking a shot at it. Like, it is, the only reason this is a total, you know, Lou Gehrig likes to say it, total Sean Marash playbook move.
So Sean Payton was...
Sean Payton's running my play.
He was confident.
I can't give you an example, but I know I've run this play. 1,000%. You can, because it's easy to say it afterwards. How can you prove he was taking
a
shot?
Dude, it's human nature, which is why I lean towards, without knowing Sean Payton, I lean towards, he was absolutely taking a shot at him, because you can do it without ever saying someone's name. I agree with you.
And you know what also tells me he's taking a shot at him? The fact that, and say what you want to say about him, Russell Wilson broke character for it. Like, think about how many people...
So the relationship is more frayed than we know publicly, but privately is very frayed. That's why Russell felt like he had to respond.
He had to, because Russell Wilson, there's plenty of people that take shots at Russell Wilson. They call him corny, they call him this. Russell Wilson never reacts.
Hey guys, right. Russell here.
This got Russell Wilson to react? Come on.
Yeah,
there's more behind the closed doors than we think.
You know what the follow-up should have been? It's the same follow-up I asked Brian Cashman. Because Brian Cashman came on with us 2 weeks ago, and he was pissed at Derek Jeter and A-Rod. Right. It's very clear. They don't know what the heck they're talking about when it comes to like him telling Aaron Boone to make all these moves and make the lineups and all that. And one of my follow-ups was, okay, you're pissed off. Did you call Jeter? Mm. And immediately he's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I called him right away. And they cleared the air. So my question to Sean Payton would have been, you saw the tweet, right? He initially, hey, did you see the tweet? He's like, yes. You saw the tweet. You saw how pissed off Russell Wilson was. If it truly wasn't about him, wouldn't you call him up and say, just want to clear the air. I know we don't love each other.
Not even call him. Just text him.
Or even a text.
Right.
And just say, I just want, you don't have to believe me. I swear to you, that was not my intention.
Well, the problem was he wouldn't know that Russ was aggrieved by it until he heard Russ's response.
No, I'm saying based on the response, wouldn't he then reach out? And I don't think any Bronco reporter asked him that.
Yeah,
but I'd be very curious. And that's all you need to know. Because if he doesn't respond and say, no, I didn't reach out, then it was a clear shot and he doesn't give a rat's ass. Mm. But if he reached out, it would show, wow, I should feel bad. He reacted that way. And like he said in that convo, I could see how he would take it that way. Well, if you could see how he would take it that way, then reach out and say, my bad.
Or he's a head coach and he's got bigger things to worry about.
I mean, look, you could always say that, but how long does a text take?
Nah, 5 seconds.
In fair, let's get to Cashman there. Yeah. Brian Cashman's the general manager of a freaking baseball team in the middle of the playoffs.
Yeah, but the season was over, right?
Oh, yeah, it was right after the season ended. That's a good call. Right. So we had all the time in the world.
Right.
Speaking of Brian Cashman, and it's related to everything, maybe not the gambling part of today's show, but the Knicks part of today's show. If Brian Cashman was courtside at Madison Square Garden for that Knicks game, and all of a sudden MSG does their thing, they play the Yankee song, and there he is, Brian Cashman with his glasses on, you know, looking good. There he is, general manager for the last million years, Brian Cashman. What's the reaction at Madison Square Garden?
Soft clapping.
Soft clapping.
Yeah.
So a golf clap like this.
Yeah. They're not booing him. They're just kind of like, all right, yeah, okay.
Good respect.
Day. Respect.
Okay. Sean Moore asked, what would the response have been, and what would your response have been?
Extremely mixed, and I think you would hear boos, but not overwhelming throughout. You'd have, like, the pockets. I think I would be non-respondent.
You would just ignore the existence of it.
Yeah. To me, it is what it is. Because it's one of those things. I want Brian Cashman fired, but I also don't hate the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
You appreciate that. He's been here for a million.
My feeling is just, it's just time to move on here. That's all.
I think, and look, I pray to the sports gods that I get this. Like, Cashman just shows up at a Yankee game. A Knick game, just so we could get the answer. I think it'd be overwhelming boost. It'd be unfair. Yeah.
Dude, you're in the playoffs every year.
Don't argue with me. I'm not the one booing him.
I don't understand how you can boo repeated success.
Don't you listen to half the calls on this radio station?
Of course. You don't have the ultimate success. So I think Sean's interpretation is right. It's just he's been, I was going to say great. It's the wrong word. Really damn good. But there needs to be a new voice or a new ideal or a new methodology. And you respect him because he's had success and he's won a championship and he's always in the playoffs. But if somebody new came in, you're not going to be crying about it. Not going to miss him.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's booing. I don't think that's booing.
Everything you say is so fair, Tiki. Yeah. I'm not arguing with the sentiment.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't think that's what the reaction would be.
Don't get me wrong.
Are you going to miss him when he's gone? That's the question.
Well, there's to be determined, right? I don't think I would. There's always a chance you could. Me and Evan argued about this last week.
Being at Madison Square Garden for celebrity introductions, here's what I've picked up on. We are a very recent town. So Cam Scataboo getting a bigger hand than Aaron Judge doesn't surprise me because Cam Scataboo and the Giants are active right now and the Yankees got eliminated. I remember, and I think it may have been last year, Mark Vientos showed up at Madison Square Garden. He got like one of the biggest ovations in the world. Yeah. Why? Because he had like this Mr. October run.
After last year.
Yeah, they were a magical team. People loved it.
Okay, so what would his reaction be this year then?
He'd get booed. I've heard Mets booed at Madison Square Garden. I ain't making that up. I think Reyes and Wright got booed like right after one of the collapses. One of them, if not both of them, were there. And I remember being like, I'm embarrassed.
Right.
Because they got booed simply because the tone of the city right now was anti-Met for what happened. And so, fair or not, Aaron Judge isn't getting booed. He's above that. Cam Schlittler, same thing. But the tone of the city is negative towards Cashman. I'll give you another example. If a Jet player, doesn't matter who, was at that game,
right,
we got booed.
Yeah, just because they're not good.
Yeah, Jermaine Johnson. He's done nothing wrong. I love Jermaine Johnson. If they showed him courtside at Madison Square Garden last night, he would have got booed.
People recognize him by face?
No, they would have done the Jet intro.
I know, but if they did, would they recognize him by face?
Probably not.
Garrett Wilson's not getting booed at the Garden last night.
I think you're wrong. History
That's
shows
a good
me.
One. I don't think so. Because he's the best player, and he's a star.
But got to remember this, Teague. It's not me booing Garrett Wilson. It isn't even Sean. Most people at Madison Square Garden are... They're New Yorkers. It's an event. It's a Broadway show. And so the wind blows a certain way. Yeah. And right now the wind is blowing against the Jets and for the Giants. And so that wind would lead to rousing Giant ovations, negative Jet ovations, and in the case of Brian Cashman, a negative Cashman ovation. That's how I see it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.